Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin residents are once again protected from having their heat and power turned off for non-payment. The winter disconnection moratorium started Wednesday, which means people who cannot afford their utility bills will have until the spring to get current on them. Help is available through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, and you can find out if you qualify for assistance by calling Home Energy Plus at 1-800-506-5596 or by contacting your local United Way at 211. Wisconsin residents are being urged to look at Marketplace health insurance options. Open enrollment for Marketplace health insurance in Wisconsin is now open, and Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodek says it's a good time to explore options amid the federal government shutdown. At the federal level, there's uncertainty about Affordable Care Act enhanced subsidies, as they're set to expire at the end of the year. Hodek says if those subsidies are allowed to expire, many people will see their premiums go up. Hodek says people shouldn't be waiting to look at their open enrollment options. More info can be found at healthcare.gov. Tesla is being sued by the children of two people killed in a fiery crash in Dane County a year ago. The crash involved a Tesla vehicle last November 1st, just outside of Verona. All five occupants were killed after the vehicle struck a tree and then started on fire. The plaintiffs, who filed suit in Dane County Court, alleged that design defects caused the fire and prevented the occupants from escaping the burning vehicle. Toxicology tests on the victims showed that the driver and all the passengers were legally drunk at the time of the crash. The victims of the crash were well-known advocates for diabetes research. Stacy Warnicki, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Advanced Diabetes Management Nurse Practitioner, has been selected as the 2025 recipient of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin Interdisciplinary Care Partner Award. Stacy was nominated for this award by the RAMC team of pharmacists who work with her in diabetes care management at RAMC Physicians Group. They describe her as an exceptional clinician and mentor who brings expertise, patience, and a true spirit of teamwork to every encounter. This award recognizes a non-pharmacist healthcare professional who exemplifies collaboration, respect, and partnership with pharmacy colleagues to improve patient care. The Wisconsin Technical College System Board has selected Lactalis USA's Belmont plant as the recipient of its Future Maker Partner Award, recognizing the company's decades-long collaboration with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. The award was presented Tuesday at Southwest Tech in Fenimore. Lactalis established operations in Belmont in 1981, marking the company's first manufacturing facility in the United States. Throughout the years, the company has invested in and expanded in Belmont plant, which employs more than 330 people and produces President Brie and feta cheeses. Lactalis is now the world's largest dairy company with more than 85,500 employees worldwide. Since 1981, the company has become a leader in the U.S. dairy market with 13 manufacturing facilities, 5,000 employees, and an unrivaled house of brands, including President Galbani, Kraft Natural Cheese, Yoplait, Stonyfield, and more. The partnership includes leadership development programs, customized safety and maintenance training, and ongoing collaboration on workforce innovation. Lactalis regularly sponsors scholarships, participates in job fairs, serves on advisory committees, and supports student-focused events. The High Ground in Neillsville has received a grant of $25,000 from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs in support of their veterans program offerings for 2026. According to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs press release dated October 15th, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has awarded a total of $550,000 in grants to 16 nonprofit organizations dedicated to serving Wisconsin veterans and their families. These organizations offer services ranging from financial aid and job training to entrepreneurship programs and mental health support. With excitement and gratitude, the High Ground looks forward to continuing to fulfill the mission of helping veterans and families. The High Ground received funding for multiple programs, including three-day healing retreats for veterans, provision of musical instruments and lessons to veterans, and mental health and educational exhibits. For information regarding specific program offerings, call Teresa Urbani at 715-743-4224 or send an email to museum@thehighground.org. Tonight is opening night of Kickapoo High School's presentation of James and the Giant Peach, the musical, which will be presented in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. The musical is based on a novel by Roald Dahl about a boy named James whose parents died when he was young. James ends up living with his aunts who treat him horrible. One night in the garden, the landlords give James a magical potion to drink, but he accidentally spills it, causing a peach and several insects to grow. One day, to get away from his aunts, James crawls into the giant peach, where he meets the insects and they go on an adventure together. Maddie Smith plays the role of one of the insects.
I play the character of Grasshopper, and he is a very calm, level-headed musician who takes on the role of James's father. You can kind of see the development in the character and how he kind of takes that role in, and also has a not-so-subtle eye on Ladybug. He always has a fiddle on hand in case everyone needs just some well-needed lifting.
Maddie is looking forward to performing in the musical and tells why she feels the audience should attend one of the performances.
I would definitely say for the sake of the music. The music is absolutely amazing. It will get stuck in your head.
Kickapoo High School's production of Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be presented tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Saturday at 2 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Advance tickets are available at the Kickapoo High School office, or they may be purchased before each show at the door. Tickets can be reserved in advance by calling 608-627-0100. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be holding Paws for the Holidays on Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. The event is a popular pre-holiday celebration that is one of OMH's largest fundraisers of the year. Activities include a Paws for the Holiday Sweet Walk, which is similar to a cookie walk, except it includes all different kinds of holiday cookies, candies, and other sweets. Holiday treats are needed for the walk and can be brought in between 8:30 and 10 Saturday. Items donated should be placed in disposable plates or containers. Another popular feature is Santa Paws Giving Tree, now in its ninth year. The Giving Tree will be full of ornaments that have gift items like canned cat or kitten food, cat toys, and dog food printed on them. Stop by the tree, take one of the ornaments from the tree, buy the suggested gift, and drop it off at OMHS shelter. Other activities include kid-friendly games, a silent auction, a bucket raffle, dog games, and competitions, a food stand, and more. Also at the event, Lisa and Uncle Butsy will be in the meeting room at Community Center Meeting Room at 10:30. Uncle Butsy is a turkey vulture, and Lisa Hartman is a vulture researcher who will introduce you to the amazing world of turkey vultures in Wisconsin.